Hello, and welcome to my podcast, The Life of a Young Struggling Schizophrenic. Today, we're going to be introducing the third archangel of the Archangel Fire Oracle, which is written by Alexandra Wenman, and it is published by Findhorn Press. But again, that's going to be the third archangel, Adnakiel. Adnakiel, the Wayshower. The archangel known as the Adventurer, Adnakiel's name means the Shining One, and he helps you embrace your individuality and independence to access your pioneering spirit. He urges you to step out of your comfort zone and explore other possibilities in life. Like the Australian Aboriginal warrior he is depicted as in this oracle, Adnakiel helps you embrace any challenges with the spirit of adventure. This free-spirited angel also helps us to step out of the constraints put upon us by social conditioning and expectations, so we can speak for ourselves and state our needs with honesty, authenticity, and integrity. The mighty angel is especially good to call upon whenever you feel trapped by life's circumstances and feel the need to break free. He will help you forge new frontiers. You are a wayshower for humanity. The angel ruler of November in the sign of Sagittarius, Adnakiel can also help you embrace and channel your own inner fire so that you can use it creatively. Call on him to help you appreciate your uniqueness so you can shine brighter with humble perseverance. Message: there is no one like you in all the world. You have a unique purpose. Believe in yourself and have confidence. Life is one big adventure. Now, as I do this guided meditation to help you meet Adnakiel, I'll be playing something in the background. It's actually it's a frequency that's meant to help you connect with the higher beings, like angels. And it's got some subliminals. The subliminals are: I am grounded, I am connected to the earth, I live in the moment, my karma is now cleared, I am secure, I am balanced, I love life, I am satisfied. Guided meditation, meeting Archangel Adnakiel and paving your path. Find a quiet space where you will not be disturbed. Sit or lie down comfortably. Gently close your eyes and take a deep breath in and out. Allow your body to relax, your mind to soften, and your spirit to open. With your next breath, silently or aloud, call upon Archangel Adnakiel, the angel of freedom, exploration, and limitless potential. Feel his presence forming around you like a warm, steady flame. His energy is expansive, unbounded, and brimming with possibility. As you inhale deeply, imagine your wings, whether they are visible or simply felt, turning a deep, rich, russet red. This color glows with warmth, grounding you while also awakening the fire of adventure within. Feel Adnakiel's presence strengthening your wings, filling them with his radiant energy. Sense his power flowing into you, igniting something deep in your soul. The spark of discovery, of self-mastery, of forging your own way forward. Now, envision a gentle flame before you, its light flickering with divine energy. This is Adnakiel's sacred fire, a flame of renewal, freedom, and inspiration. With each inhale, breathe in this sacred fire, drawing its healing, uplifting energy deep into your heart, mind, and spirit. Feel it purifying doubt, fear, and hesitation. Feel it restoring clarity, courage, and confidence. As you continue to breathe, the sacred fire grows brighter within you, illuminating the limitless potential of your soul. Now imagine Ezekiel standing before you, his presence vast and filled with wisdom. He extends his hands to offer you an ancient map or scroll. As you take it, you realize something surprising. It's completely blank. There are no roads, no rivers, no markings of any kind. For a moment, you wonder why, but then a voice inside of you, whispers, "Pave the way." And suddenly you understand. Looking at the blank scroll, you begin to think of all the things that make you who you are. Your strengths, your gifts, your dreams, your passions. Every moment of resilience, every spark of creativity, every ounce of love and kindness you've ever shared. With each thought, golden pathways begin to appear on the map. First one, then two, then dozens, then hundreds. The map comes alive, its road stretching and shifting like a glowing hologram. The more you acknowledge your own light, the more infinite the pathways become. Soon the golden roads stretch far beyond what the eye can see. A vast expanse of possibility, a path paved by your own divine essence. Now as you gaze at the infinite pathways before you, you realize something powerful. You are free to choose. There is no single right road. Every path you take will be lit with gold, so long as you can walk it with truth, passion, and faith in yourself. You do not need to see the end of the road. All you need is the courage to take the first step. Take one last look at your golden map, knowing it's always within you, waiting to unfold. As you slowly begin to return to the present moment, feel the fire of Ezekiel's presence still glowing within you. Your wings, still russet red, are strong, ready to carry you forward. Your heart, still filled with sacred fire, is guiding you towards your highest path. Breathe in deeply, and as you exhale, begin to gently bring your awareness back to the physical world. Wiggle your fingers, and then your toes. Roll your shoulders, and when you feel ready, open your eyes. Know this, you are the creator of your path. You are the light that guides your own journey. And every step you take will be paved in gold. Ezekiel walks beside you always. Go forth and pave the way. So that was meeting Ezekiel in another archangel out of the fire oracle, the third archangel out of the fire oracle, out of the archangel fire oracle. If you'd like, you can visit Alexandra's website at alexandrawenmin.com. If you'd like, you can visit my website, schizostudios.org. You can email me questions, concerns, comments, just opinions, whatever you'd like, at podcast@schizostudios.org. And you can iMessage that same email and get a hold of me. Alexandra does offer one more part to Ezekiel's section, and that's the Diamond Fire Alchemy, Horizon of Hope. So I'll walk you through that meditation now. Find a quiet space where you will not be disturbed. Sit or lie down comfortably. Gently close your eyes and take a deep, slow breath in and out. Allow yourself to settle into this moment. Let any tension melt away as you open your heart to the presence of divine energy. Now, in your mind or aloud, call upon Archangel Ignatiel, the angel of exploration, freedom, and limitless potential. Feel his presence surrounding you, warm and radiant, like the first light of dawn. The desert breeze. As you breathe in deeply, imagine yourself standing in an open desert beneath a vast, endless sky. The air around you is warm and dry, carrying the scent of earth and sun-baked stone. A gentle desert breeze caresses your face, whispering secrets of adventure and renewal. The light around you glows a deep sunset red, painting the sky with fiery hues of gold, amber, and crimson. Far on the horizon, you see something moving, a tornado of shimmering beryl light, spiraling and shifting with raw, untarnished power. It is not a storm of destruction, but of transformation. As it moves closer, you feel no fear, only excitement, anticipation, a knowing that something incredible is about to unfold. The tornado reaches you, and with a sudden accelerating force, it whisks you upward, lifting you into its swirling embrace. You are spinning, yet you feel safe. You are floating within the eye of the storm, held effortlessly in its center. With each turn of the wind, all fear, all sorrow, all doubt is drawn from you, sucked into the powerful current that dissolved back into the light. Every burden you have carried is lifted. Every tear you have shed is whisked away, transformed, alchemized into something new. As you surrender to the swirling wind of wonder, you realize you are lighter than ever before. Then, just before the vortex, you see it. The first golden rays of sunrise cresting over the distant horizon. The darkness of night fades away as the sun rises higher, filling the sky with radiant light. With each breath, you feel yourself becoming freer, stronger, limitless. Nothing can hold you back. A deep sense of purpose surges through you, a knowing that you are meant for greatness, for adventure, for boundless joy. You feel it in every cell of your being. The future is bright. You are meant to fly towards the horizon, to embrace the new day and all its possibilities. A profound gratitude fills your heart for the person you are, for the journey you are on, for all the roads that lie ahead. Slowly you feel your feet touch the earth again. The spiraling column of light begins to slow, its energy softening, dissolving back into the vast sky. You are changed. You are lighter, freer, and ready. Now envision your angelic wings turning pure white, a symbol of renewal, wisdom, and divine purpose. Gently close your wings around yourself, feeling their warmth and protection. They are always with you, a reminder that you are guided, supported, and limitless. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, slowly open your eyes. You are ready. You are free to rise. The horizon is yours to claim. Go forth with hope, courage, and knowing that every step ahead is paved in light. Thank you for listening, and thank you for joining in on my podcast. Thank you for following, liking, subscribing, whatever it may be. And be sure to download so that I can get credit on RSS.com, and if I get 1,000 downloads a month, I can start to go live. So be sure to download every episode if you can. With that, I want to thank you and say goodbye for now.